With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Montana businesses have been awarded $500 to $700 million annually in federal government contracts over the past few years. On Wednesday, companies large and small looking to win work rubbed shoulders with 40 national, state, and private contractors at the annual GovMatch event in Billings. Amy Patrick runs Montana Land and Tree LLC out of Nye. She and her business partner specialize in fuels reduction and creating defensible space to protect against wildland fires. She's worked as a subcontractor on FEMA projects before, but now she's hoping to work directly with federal agencies.
So it's like that tightrope. You've got to take that step out. You've got to take that initial step. Today is that initial step for us, but we have that safety net of knowledge underneath of us and experience and time, 30 plus years of time. So we're happy to be of service. I think it's just pure joy, actually.
Patrick pulls out a map of the room to check her tick list for the day.
We've talked with the Forest Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, the Army Corps of Engineers. We'll definitely sit down with the National Park Service, Yellowstone County, Montana Department of Transportation. There's a list, yes.
Wednesday's round of potential contract matchmaking was hosted by Big Sky Economic Development and the Montana Procurement Technical Assistance Center, or PTAC. It's a local affiliate of a national program that connects businesses with government work, funded in part by the U.S. Department of Defense. Deanna Langman is PTAC's Montana Program Manager. She says Montana companies win federal contracts ranging from building portions of the southern border wall to catering to arts and entertainment.
And of course we think of a lot of these multi-million dollar contracts, and we certainly have companies in our state that win those. But many times it's just a nice piece of business, a much smaller piece of business. You know, a lot of those add up. It's pretty meaningful when you have a lot of smaller contracts. It's still an economic impact.
This year, larger companies like Boeing, Raytheon, and Lockheed Martin that award subcontracts also came at the request of Montana's Washington, D.C. delegation. From the Northern Hotel, I'm Nikki Ouellette for Yellowstone Public Radio News.